The United States Armed Forces Radio Service presents Angelus, a time for meditation. Angelus, a program dedicated to the brotherhood of men of all races, creeds, and religions. Songs by the choir, under the direction of J. Spencer Cornwall, and music by our organist, Dr. Frank W. Asper. We open with an anthem by Charles Gounod on a text paraphrase from Psalm 137, by Babylon's Wave. Thank you. hear the introduction and toccata by William Wallen, organist of 18th century England. The choir next recalls a motet for mixed voices with music by Alec Rowley, written around the words of Thomas Campion. Tune thy music to thy heart, sing thy joy with thanks, and so thy sorrow. Angelus, a time for meditation. A trend that has always caused concern among far-thinking men is the trend towards encroachment on the processes of justice, whereby various non-judicial agencies or officers accuse, try, convict, and impose penalties without due process of law. But there is another type of poaching upon the judicial function, which is even more prevalent and persistent. And that is the judgment which irresponsible people sometimes presume to pronounce on the character and qualifications of other people. Often in whispers, cowardly accusers try and condemn a man without any evidence except gossip or hearsay or their own prejudiced opinions, and often without the accused ever having known that he was on trial. One point on which Scripture is repeatedly positive is against unjust judgment. Judge not, that ye be not judged. The fact is that if we are looking for it, we can find offense against any man by minimizing his virtues and magnifying his faults. On the other hand, we can build up any man in the minds of others by magnifying his virtues and then minimizing his faults. But the scandal mongers and the gossips so often ignore the real and genuinely fine things about life and people and concentrate on the blemishes. And in the eyes of a jealous or prejudiced observer, anyone may be weighed and found wanting. To sit in the judgment seat with malicious intent, or even worse, with irresponsible thoughtlessness, is a flagrant offense against humanity and the brotherhood of man. With what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. We continue now with a 17th century melody by Johann Kruger, harmonized by Bach. Jesu, priceless treasure. We turn now to Dr. Asper's arrangement of a theme from one of the quartets by Haydn, designated for our present purpose as Truth Divine.
Thank you.
close this presentation of Angelus with a Welsh hymn tune by John Hughes and the words of Robert Robinson. When the earth begins to tremble, bid our fearful thoughts be still. When thy judgment spread destruction, keep us safe on Zion's hill. Guide us, O thou great Jehovah. Angelus, a time for meditation. As we have said many times before, meditation, of course, means only to think. Well, oftentimes, our thinking can get us into a lot of trouble, especially when we begin to think negative thoughts, such as, the world is going to the dogs. What's the use of trying? The powers that be in politics are going to mess things up anyway. In other words, the world is all wrong. But, of course, we are all right. Let's not worry about such negative thoughts. The world is not going to the dogs. The human race is not doomed. Civilization is not going to crash. The captain is on the bridge. Humanity is going through a difficult time. That is true. But humanity has gone through difficult times before, and in its long history has always come through strengthened and purified. Do not worry about yourself, about the universe collapsing. It is not going to collapse. And anyway, that is none of your business. The captain is on the bridge. If the survival of humanity depended on you or upon me, it would be a pretty poor lookout for the great enterprise. Now, would it not? When you're on a ship at sea and a storm comes up and the ship begins rocking, you don't run up to the captain and tell him to be careful and be sure to mind what he is about, or ask him if he knows the way we are going, even in the storm. You just take it for granted that he knows his business and go about your appointed task with no worry bothering you, because you know the captain is on the bridge. That's common sense. So forget all about that thing that's bothering you. Relax, take it easy, and just do the best you can with each task as you're called upon to do it. Take care of your job, whatever it is, to the best of your ability, and the rest will take care of itself. Remember, God is still in business. All that you have to do is realize this, and no matter what is troubling you, turn it over to Him until the storm is over. Because The captain is on the bridge. Angelus is presented each week at this time with songs for the choir under the direction of J. Spencer Cornwall and music by our organist, Dr. Frank W. Asper. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.